Monday, December the 7th. Stole a Kevin Keegan key ring from Mr. Cherry's shop. It will do for Nigel's Christmas present. Tuesday, December the 8th. I am dead worried about the key ring. We did morals and ethics at school today. Wednesday, December the 9th. Can't sleep for worrying about the key ring. The papers are full of stories about old ladies getting done for shoplifting. I tried to overpay Mr. Cherry for my Mars bar, but he called me back and gave me my change. Thursday, December the 10th. Had a dream about a jailer locking me in a prison cell. The big iron key was attached to the Kevin Keegan key ring. The lousy, stinking, sodding phone is reconnected. Friday, December the 11th. Full moon. Phoned the Samaritans and confessed my crime. The man said, "Put it back then, lad." "I will do it tomorrow." Saturday, December the 12th. Mr. Cherry caught me in the act of replacing the key ring. He has written a letter to my parents. I might as well do myself in. Sunday, December the 13th. Third in Advent. Thank God there is no post on Sundays. My mother and father had a festive time decorating the Christmas tree. I watched them hanging the baubles with a heavy heart. I am reading Crime and Punishment. It is the most true book I have ever read. Monday, December the 14th. Got up at 5 a.m. to intercept the postman. Took the dog for a walk in the drizzle. It wanted to stay asleep, but I wouldn't let it. The dog moaned and complained all the way round the block, so in the end I let it climb back into its cardboard box. I wish I was a dog. They haven't got any ethics or morals. The postman delivered the letters at 7:30 when I was sitting on the toilet. This is just my luck. My father collected the letters and put them behind the clock. I had a quick look through them while he was coughing on his first cigarette of the day. Sure enough, there was one addressed to my parents in Mr. Cherry's uneducated handwriting. My mother and father slopped over each other for a few minutes and then opened the letters whilst their Rice Krispies were going soggy. There were 7 lousy Christmas cards, which they put up on a string over the fireplace. My eyes were focused on Mr. Cherry's letter. My mother opened it, read it, and said, "George, that old git Cherry sent his bloody paper bill in." Then they ate their Rice Krispies, and that was that. I wasted a lot of adrenaline worrying. I won't have enough left if I'm not careful. Tuesday, December the 15th. My mother has told me why she left Creep Lucas and returned to my father. She said, "Bimbo treated me like a sex object, Adrian, and he expected his evening meal cooked for him, and he cut his toenails in the living room. And besides, I'm very fond of your father." She didn't mention me.